Palisade football coach Joe Romano with us. Bulldogs losing to Lutheran in the 3A quarterfinals. And Joe, you guys won the opening toss, but the onside kick from them really set the stage the rest of the way. It was just an uphill battle, really, from that opening moment and that onside kick.
Well, that was it. You said it. The only thing we did win that day was the toss. So, you know, give the credit to Lutheran, much better football team than we were. And just really disappointing to go out like that. But, you know, our kids, you know, we gave a great effort. We had worked that onside kick all week, twice a week. You know, those things didn't line up for us that day. Boy, we were everything that could go wrong went wrong. We didn't tackle well. We didn't get the ball. We didn't control the ball. We turned the ball over too much. And so the results are, you know, what they were.
And look, for your football team, the key was going to be playing keep away, controlling the football, keeping it away from them. And unfortunately, you just, you know, they rattle off 42 straight points, and you were not able to do that.
Yeah, it was a very frustrating situation, you know, because I thought we had prepped, you know, our coaches did a good job of getting everything ready to go. You know, players worked hard. We had, you know, good things going. Just didn't get the execution done when we needed to, and, you know, learned some real valuable lessons for life for that.
Bulldogs football coach Joe Romano with us on the Team Sports Network. You knew stopping Clayton Jacobs is going to be a challenge, and he threw for 4 touchdowns on the day. You know, didn't really hurt you in terms of the ground game, but he was so efficient, 7 for 7 in the passing game, that made it really tough. He put a lot of stress on your secondary.
Well, the kids made some great plays. We had some of them defended and even knocked in the air, pass defended, and they caught it and converted it. So, you know, just one of those days, Jim. It's a tough one to kind of rehash.
Oh, absolutely. Joe Romano, Palisade football coach, with us on the Team Sports Network. But your team wins the Central West League, and you have some talented kids coming back. Your quarterback, Malachi Espinoza, Rhett Ward, a couple of guys that will certainly be focal points for your offense heading into next season.
Yeah, you know, we have some good kids. We'll really miss those 5 seniors that we had. Great, great young men. You know, and Kevin and Franklin and Jacob, those guys just did a super job. Aaron up front was just a great leader for us. And, you know, these kids, they went through quite a bit of adversity throughout this year. And we had some ups and downs, but, you know, come away with 9 wins on a season and won a league title. So, you know, it was a very positive year, but anytime you can win 9 of a team that, you know, people thought we wouldn't be able to win 3 games, so. Proud of those guys for their fight, and love those seniors.
And Kevin Shugren, one of the top tacklers, the top tackler in 3A football, certainly a promising football career after his time in a Bulldogs uniform.
Yeah, we're really really excited for him. And you know, he's got his visit set to go up there here early December here and do his official deal. So it'll be exciting. We're excited that University of Wyoming is giving a good look at him.
Well, Joe, I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And, you know, still a great season for your football team. Not the way you wanted it to go, but still, anytime you win a league title and get to the playoffs, that's always a solid season. I appreciate the time.
You bet, Jim. You know, it's all good. We're going to learn some good life lessons throughout all this for these young men and make them better people. So, you know, we're grateful that we even got to play again this year. It was a good deal, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.